Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:35 on a Monday morning. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. And Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Oh, mine was fantastic. I'll bet you busy. You stay busy all weekend long. Were you running
There's
here or there?
Something going on in Wichita. Yeah. So I always encourage people through these Mondays with the Mayor to see what's going to happen the following week. If something piques your interest, check out these locations. So the Wichita Art Museum has free admission year-round. And so on Friday, there was a big celebration for our Hispanic community called Noche de Español. Had the opportunity to be there with Commissioner Wise. We both spoke during that ceremony. Then on Saturday, had the opportunity to go to a meeting out in Goddard for the Sedgwick County Association of Cities. Met with some young people in the afternoon. Went to a historically African-American fraternity that surprised me with an honor, the Citizen of the Year Award. And then ended up the night at the Joe Walsh Vets Aid Concert, which was amazing. And then Sunday had the opportunity to celebrate Heroes Academy and their great leader, Mario. So it was a nice weekend of really focusing on our youth and our veterans. So I'm very grateful for, again, Joe Walsh hosting the Vets Aid Concert on Saturday and giving so many dollars to nonprofits that really help our veterans here in our community.
Is Spanish one of the languages you speak?
Sí, se puedo hablar en español. That's my very first language. I was born in Guatemala, so Spanish is my first language, followed by Chinese and English.
Terrific.
Did you get to use your Spanish at that event at Botanica?
Un poquitito, just a little bit.
IA Peaks Bay. Never mind. You ever hear of, what is it? Pig Latin? Yeah. Anyway, but seriously though, there is not really a regular city council meeting this week. Is that right?
That is right, and that's because we are going to focus the next 48 hours on interviewing the three candidates vying for the position of city manager. As you recall, last Monday, we made an announcement that there are three candidates who will be interviewed this week, which means today and tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these candidates because I think community needs to know that there are three people wanting to become the next city manager who will be managing 3,000 employees in 16 departments and will work very closely with the city council as the council makes the policy decisions, and then the city manager carries out those policy decisions. So these three candidates come from two external candidates and one internal candidate. Mark Freetag graduated from West Point and served as Chief Administrative Officer for Westminster, Colorado, most recently, as well as Janesville, Wisconsin, and also served for the U.S. Army Garrison in Fort Hood as the Chief Executive Officer, handling over 400,000 folks over at that fort. And so Dennis Martstall, he is from South Carolina, currently the County Administrator in Lancaster County. He has ties to Kansas. He graduated from Kansas State University with a bachelor's in political science and a master's from the University of Louisville. And then we have Dante Martin, our internal candidate. He's the current assistant city manager for the city and has been with the city for more than two decades. He is an adjunct instructor for Fort Hays University as well currently. He holds bachelor's from Wichita State, Fort Hays, a master's, and a jurisprudence degree, so a JD from Washburn University. So he has his law degree. And so these are all really great three candidates. Looking forward to meeting all three of them and interviewing them one by one.
Who does the interview? Is it obviously a panel? Is it all city council members on the panel to interview?
There are multiple interviews.
Oh, really?
So there will be one-on-ones. There will be group interviews. There will be small group interviews. But here is the opportunity for the community. And I really do ask the community to come out tomorrow, Tuesday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Botanica, you can hear from all three candidates in person. And so these candidates will have roughly 40 minutes each to do a public forum. And these three candidates will speak with the community. And questions are being submitted right now. So if you want to submit a question, submit it via wichita.gov. There is a link on the homepage that allows you to submit questions via an online form. So those questions will be asked first. If there's any extra time, then the moderator will ask questions from the audience. But again, this is your opportunity to see these three individuals in person. Again, tomorrow, 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Botanica.
Are you going to the National League of Cities meeting? Did I hear that?
No, I am not.
Is anybody?
The three council members, Council Member Brandon Johnson, Council Member Maggie Ballard, and Council Member Mike Hoheisel will be there.
All right. So it's that part of you've been to that, I'm sure, haven't you?
I go to the one in D.C.
Okay. Well, and is it a learning experience, or do you just kind of have a good time?
So in D.C., we meet with our federal legislators, and so it's an important meeting every year in March. As you recall, the whole council went last year and this year. And again, that's in March of every year. But the fall conference is not in D.C.
Okay. Very good. Anything else, Ted?
Yeah? No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, Mayor, have a good week, I guess, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. How about that?
Look forward to that.
All right. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Mondays with the mayor, Stephen 10 in the morning.
Get her thoughts on Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah. So Turkey Day coming up. How was your weekend, Ted?
Exciting. I guess it was exciting.
Filled with excitement.
I did Shocker Volleyball Friday night, sang at Mass on Saturday, and kind of took it easy yesterday.
Good.
Well, of course, I watched Notre Dame and Pitt on Saturday, too. That was a big one.
How's Notre Dame doing this year?
They're in the top 10.
Just about every year,
right,
aren't they?
In the top 10.
Yeah.
They've got a nice 8-game winning streak going right now. So,
well, today is Monday, November 17th. And it was on this date 52 years ago, 1973, President Nixon denied any wrongdoing in the Watergate scandal, saying in a speech at Disney World, quote, "People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook." Well, I'm not a crook.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go.
I didn't know that speech was at Disney World.
Yeah, I thought it was to the AP editors or something. Maybe I got a different speech. Anyway, yeah, Disney World. Okay.
Birthdays. Very famous quote by, by
I am not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.